Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Nostalgia, the podcast. That's a little loopy, but that's okay because you're a little loopy too because you stayed up late to listen to it. Kate, I guess that doesn't make sense because you listen to a podcast whenever you want. Have you ever seen the TV show? C-Lab 2021.
No, but I've seen C-Lab 2020.
Excellent. You did your homework. This is another one of those first round of Adult Swim shows on Cartoon Network. The gimmick here was that they're reusing footage from C-Lab 2020. There were some instances where they pretty much did a whole episode, obviously cutting it down to make it shorter, but because these are 10, 11 minutes long and the original were 22 to 25 minutes long. But they're reusing footage, they're dubbing it over with funnier lines, and then they're also creating some new footage to mix in, but another kind of weird Space Ghost-esque way to make a show. This is created by Adam Reed and Matt Thompson, based on C-Lab 2020, which was created and designed by Alex Toth. So Reed and Thompson worked for Cartoon Network in the early days of the channel, in like the mid-90s. They were production assistants on a show called High Noon Toons on Cartoon Network back then, which was just a block of old cartoons with like this vaguely Wild West-like theming to introduce the old cartoons they were showing.
Huh.
So when they were production assistants then, as these younger guys, they helped pick out what to show. So they were digging through this extensive library of cartoons Ted Turner owned. And that's how they discovered C-Lab 2020, because it was pretty obscure. You know, it didn't last long and it was not well liked. So they rediscovered it then while digging up what to air. And even back then, they took it upon themselves to dub it over with their own silly dialogue. And they thought it was really funny, but Cartoon Network was like, don't do that. We're not going to air it. Stop doing that. Like,
I'm just picturing them being like, hey, quit it.
Yeah, they're like, please do the job you are being paid for. We think this is unfunny and dumb, and we did not ask you to do this. But they were like really cracking each other up at work, you know, doing this. So years later, they were able to get the concept approved when Cartoon Network was specifically now looking for these weird, edgy, cheap shows to fill their new idea Adult Swim in 2001. Like the other Adult Swim shows, this show premiered officially on September 2nd, 2001, that first night of Adult Swim. But it was secretly premiered, at least the first episode, back in December 2000. And so it ran from September 2nd, 2001 to April 24th, 2005. They made four seasons, 52 episodes. We're going to watch two of them, season one, episode three, All That Jazz, and season two, episode four, Bizarro. Let's see what they were able to cook up with that C-Lab footage.
Hooray.
Okay, keep it together, Murphy. Just stay cool. Take a deep breath. Oh, my ribs. Oh, searing pain. God, is anything down there not broken? Oh, no. No, it's all crushed and wet. Man, I hope that's soda. Help! Somebody help me! Hello? Help! Where the hell is everybody?
This theme song is pretty catchy. It's giving me like a Go-Go's vibe, right? What's happening? What's happening? I don't understand anything that's happening here.
The captain fell under his jazz-themed soda machine. He's trapped here. And the crew is in China with some very questionable old Hanna-Barbera footage of crowds in China.
It's not real good.
That I would not have reused in 2001 if I were them. So they can't save him.
It was not that different of a time.
And can't you see how edgy and adult it is?
So edgy. What's happening? This is made in like Flash.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you can see that they've like sort of cut out characters from the original animation. Their outlines are like kind of weird and wonky from where they cut them out, like the lasso tool. And then this episode, it's no coincidence that they've chosen a plot where a man is stuck immobile under a vending machine, so they barely need to animate him.
This is just so it's not confusing. No, it's not confusing. Because in order to be confused, you have to have like a followable like through line and then have deviated from the through line as the viewer. This makes no sense. This makes less than no sense. I don't like this.
So?
No.
I've almost never seen you just this completely stumped.
I don't like it.
Come on. Now's our chance to escape.
Too freaked out. Don't you mean bizarroed out? Yeah.
Ha 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 I'm helping you.
Dr. Quinn's bizarro torture begins.
You animals, what is she doing to him?
The only good part is the intro. Is this like referencing something that I don't understand?
Well, Bizarro is like Superman's evil alternate version. We watched that on Superman the Animated Series.
Okay.
But really, the idea of having like an alternate evil version of the crew is from an old Star Trek episode. But not really. You don't need to know that to understand this. This just isn't landing for you, regardless.
What's happening? Did people think this was like funny?
It lasted for 4 seasons.
4 seasons? How late at night was this on?
Sometime after 10 or 11.
I'm just so confused about this like chicken person.
Oh, and here's some really weird sexual humor.
I don't know if I can finish this.
They're all just screaming.
Tyler, what the f*** is this? I literally have no words for this. Like, I just want to leave. I want to leave this place. Why would you make me do this? Did you get this from a list?
I did.
What did the list say?
The list said this is a good one to watch.
Why?
I guess if you were 13 when it aired, maybe it was good. With the annoying quote-unquote humor.
Matt Thompson and Adam Reed, write in. Tell me what was wrong with you.
What is so funny?
I gave... during the movie, I gave Turtle Face a whole bag of peanuts.
So, Kate?
No.
What'd you think of that?
No.
Did you like it?
No.
What'd you like about it?
Nothing.
What didn't you like about it?
Everything.
That was really bad, right?
This was a waste of my life.
Like, there's nothing even to take joy in how bad it was.
It was, no. Usually our best episodes are from something that's really bad, but this is, I can't even make good content involving this.
I'm sorry that you had to watch it. I know you're not glad you watched it, but I'm glad I watched it because when we've been talking about Adult Swim, I've been trying to figure out, like, why didn't I like this? And looking at it now, this is wild, the show.
It's because, like, it's objectively not good.
It's just, but it's like, to try to describe why, I can't quite figure it out because it just was so dreadful. But I think what I don't like about it is it feels like everyone involved thinks it's really funny.
Yes. Yeah, I get that vibe.
More than like any other thing I've ever seen that is supposed to be a comedy. It just feels, for some reason, I don't know if this is true, but it feels very arrogant. Like they think they've created this hilarious thing. And it's just, we didn't laugh at all. And I know we're too old for it. I know it's not late at night, but I never liked C-Lab 2021 as a kid either. I really wanted to like this silly idea of repurposing old animation, but... Now, I would rather watch the original C-Lab than this.
Honestly, yeah. And it had an environmental message, at least.
Yeah. It just really feels like it's trying way too hard to be weird and funny and subversive.
Like edgy. But the edge doesn't have any redeeming quality. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That was rough. I'm so sorry.
Do not. That might be make the worst me do that again. This was the worst thing you've ever made me watch. And I had a cookie, 2 cookies. And a hot cup of tea to placate me during it, and it didn't work.
Well, tune in next week. I'm very concerned about Aqua Teen Hunger Force now. I'm really worried about what you're going to think of it and what I'm going to think of it.
I really wish your dad would come on the podcast and explain it to us, but he won't.
I'm hoping Aqua Teen's a little different. We'll see. All right, tune in next week. I don't know what's next week. It might be Aqua Teen Hunger Force, might be the Brack Show, might be something different. I don't know yet. I don't think that far ahead. Sorry, Kate. Bye, everybody.
Think I'll turn into a jerk when I'm all crazy rich?
Trust me, you don't have to worry about that.
Premieres next Sunday at 11 on Adult Swim.